considering making this portion of the program the In Case You Missed It section every day, just because, I mean, I look at this pile of stories around me. You know, I'm like in a foxhole surrounded by stories, and we don't get to all of them. We get to some of them, and we need to get to more of them anyhow. Real quickly, China, the social credit system has restored morality. They say by blacklisting 13 million people, they've restored morality in China. The state-run newspaper Global Times revealed in a column defending the nation's authoritarian social credit system Monday that the communist regime has blacklisted 13.49 million Chinese citizens for being untrustworthy. We'll have to send you to camp for that. Summer camp in China. We can teach you to be trustworthy. That sounds like fun, doesn't it? No, not really. Let's see. Devin Erickson, one of the Colorado. If you missed this yesterday, the judge in the case of the two suspects in the STEM shooting at that STEM school in Colorado, the entire case has been sealed. All of it. We can't learn anything about the two suspects now. Kind of unusual, don't you think? Well, here's something that we can tell you that was learned before it got shut down, and that is that Devin Erickson posted a few anti-Trump posts on Facebook and pro-Obama posts, anti-Christian posts as well. You know what I hate? Here's one of them. All these Christians who hate gays. In the Bible, it says in Deuteronomy 17, 12, and 13, if someone doesn't do what their priest tells them to do, they're supposed to die, Erickson wrote. In just 6 years, I nearly tripled the stock market, cut employment in half, ended two wars, cut the uninsured rate in half, and brought the gas down to 275, praising Obama. And then the other half of the suspects, a transgender, a woman transitioning to be male whose father was an illegal alien kicked out of the country on a few occasions for violent crimes. Draw your own conclusions there. I don't draw any conclusion. I just let you know. Meanwhile, in New Mexico, the cartels there are kicking our butts. That's the quote from officials down there. What happens when the government takes down its interior checkpoints north of the border in New Mexico? That's right. There's no interior checkpoints. Usually when you're in Texas and Arizona, you're 10, 15, 20 miles from the border. There'll be random checkpoints, immigration checkpoints. Those are gone in New Mexico. In fact, the governor of New Mexico now has taken to putting illegals on buses and taking them to Denver. But good news, at least you'll be able to be an illegal alien eating magic mushrooms in Denver. That'll be good for all the boys and girls. Hello, Denver. How you doing today? Are you trying to be Amsterdam? Because you're doing a damn fine job. All right. And let's see here. The NRA board member Alan West, former congressman from Florida, calling for Wayne LaPierre to step down. Is that contentious situation continues to play out? LaPierre has pretty much run the National Rifle Association for 30 years. And as you know, Oliver North left as the president of the NRA here recently over a dispute with Wayne LaPierre. Now Alan West calling for LaPierre to step down as well, and so we'll keep an eye on it. I want to share some insightful comments with you from the latest Democrat to enter the sweepstakes to be the nominee for the presidency. His name is Steve Bullock. He is the governor of Montana, and he rolled into the race this week, and he's getting a ton of money from Hollywood. People embracing this guy. He's considered to be a moderate, middle-of-the-road Democrat, which I have always said, if you found a true blue dog Democrat, they would do very well in America. A Democrat that supports the military, protects gun rights, and still likes social programs, that kind of a candidate could do well in America in 2019, 2020. And apparently some in Hollywood think this might be the guy. So he was at a press conference here yesterday, the governor of Montana, and asked, what are your biggest accomplishments? What are you most proud of as governor and why you're running for president? It's bite number three. I want you to hear this from the Montana governor, Steve Bullock, running for president now. Here's what he is proud of.
Yes, ma'am.
What have you been proudest to achieve as governor?
I am happy that hopefully my kids still know my most important job is being their dad. I think the things where You know, as governor, it's not like attorney general when you know you won or lost a case. Sometimes you won't have impacts for years. But I know that 100,000 people...
All right, enough. I've had enough of him.
I know
he can go away now. Let me rephrase the answer. What are you most proud of, governor? Your accomplishments that have led you to this point. My kids like me. Well, there's a good one. His kids like him, everybody. He's Montana Governor Steve Bullock. Send him on in. He's the next contestant running to be president of the United States. What are you most proud of? Okay. Moving right along to a more serious part of the conversation. I mean, is that embarrassing or what? This guy's running for president based on what exactly? I've been governor of Montana. Nothing wrong with Montana. I used to live there. I love the place. But I would hope you would come up with a bit of a better answer than that. Let's see here. I don't think we have time to get to that one. So we'll flip right along and just say we appreciate having you here. I'm so taken back by Steve Bullock and his answer of, what have you done that's so good? Nothing, apparently. Nothing that comes to mind. Why? Do I look good in this suit? My kids dig me. My wife thinks I'm pretty cool, too. That's qualification enough in some places. At any rate, if you'd like to follow the program, we appreciate it. You can go to stevegruber.com. Always drop me a note there. If you've got a question, a comment, some input, something you would like to see on the program, we'd love to hear from you. Stevegruber.com is the place to go for that. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all the places that all the cool kids go, because we want to stay connected with you because you're a big part of what we do here. And we want to make sure we maintain that relationship with you. So, again, drop me a line. We go to the mailbag often. We appreciate the input and the feedback. Always have, always will. It is a Thursday. We've got a few more thoughts right after this. 52 after. It is the Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Wendy Block, Vice President of Business Advocacy for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber has been the state's leading business advocacy organization for the past 60 years. Every day we work with state lawmakers in Lansing to promote and support policies that are essential for job creation, economic growth, and free enterprise. Our advocacy team defends business interests and actively promotes pro-business legislative initiatives. Whether it's education, environment, healthcare, or infrastructure, we are committed to standing up for all businesses, large and small. The Michigan Chamber delivers powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members, representing 1 million employees across the state. We are proud to be the leading voice for business in Michigan.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.